Carlin. Carlin Porter. That's Athletics Board.
Yeah.
And he had another one.
Herman?
Herman, yeah.
He married May.
Yeah, he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Harlan is your?
He'd be our great-great uncle.
Is your Harlan's your uncle?
Yeah. Great-great-great.
Yeah, everything really is messed, it's back then, and I never heard of an awful lot of other things, but that was about,
Your dad was a Methodist
oh,
preacher?
Oh, yeah, Methodist. He's a Methodist and all the Porters are Methodist. And Democrats.
All Democrats?
All Democrats. Yeah. Are you Democrat or Republican?
I'm Republican.
Yeah. Well, I think you have your choice. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's nice. I think you mostly are what you raised up.
Yeah.
If you raised up a Democrat, you hardly ever a Republican. But I just, my dad, and then I used to get so worried to him because he was a real mean Democrat. He thought they was the only person, you know. And I said, well, I'd never vote for nobody. But I think you have your own choice. And he's just a Democrat, and he's just all Democrats. But I think there's a lot of good points on each side.
Yeah.
And I never pull out. I think it's nice. We couldn't all believe one way. If you did, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear your dad preach?
Oh, yeah. And Uncle Steve was a minister, too, you know.
You ever hear him preach?
Oh, yeah.
Was he a good preacher?
I guess. I was just a kid. I reckon he's all right. I just went for the girl because it took me, you know.
Yeah. was Steve better than your dad, or was your
no,
dad?
No, they looked an awful lot alike and had a lot of actions alike and all alike. Oh, it was awful alike. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uncle Steve was. They had a joke they told on Uncle Steve when he'd go out to preach, and they couldn't get him up in the morning, you know. He's nice looking, Uncle Steve, had the prettiest hair. And they said that they had that going, but I don't know, so enough. And they said, well, the kids finally learned, you know, they always go home with somebody. Back then, there wasn't no motel or anything. And they said they'd have to tell Uncle Steve, we're going to have hot biscuits once, if he'd be right down.
Yeah.
And they get him down and said, he'd jump right up then, you know. He wants his hot biscuit. Well, I don't know that was sore enough.
He didn't like to get out of bed?
He didn't like to get out, but he liked his hot biscuit, and that's the way they had to get him out. The children caught on to it, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way to get me out of
here. Would you say you live at Globe Compact?
Yeah.
That's just flat off here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. On this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know Will's daughter that lives there in Morphe, and I haven't seen Trita.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her. And have you seen May?
Yeah, we were there yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
As they tell me she's separated from her husband anymore. She don't live with him.
I get, who was her? Her husband. She
runs a play, but...
Yeah, Bell's,
How long were they married? Not too long, I don't think, was it?
I don't know. See, I never see them, I hardly ever. I get a letter once in a while from May when I send her money for the Pete Cemetery cleaned up. Sometimes she'll just write a line or two that I've lost. And Ethel lives down below Morphe. That's May's sister.
Well, Ethel was up there. She'd been sick, and May was keeping her for a while.
Well, I heard way a while back that somebody told me, Jim, I believe, Wednesday, I said Ethel had been sick. What's the matter with her?
Did she say?
She
didn't say. She said she was going to spend a few days there with her.
Mm-hmm. They said that May had an awful good husband, but they'd separate. I don't know what he was just blame, but and he had plenty, built her a nice home, and then she'd come back to her own home. And I heard that somebody told me that. Mm-hmm.
Then he used to be sheriff over there, and then he had died. He ate for a while.
Well, they said he built her a nice
That's
home.
Right. That's
right. And what? They didn't get it long, but somehow she left it. You know, it's a shame you get away from all your folks, but you do when time passes, time changes in life and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way it is on my mom's side. I don't know, some of my uncles, I've never even seen a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like your dad was something else.
Yeah, we thought he was. He makes good living.
Yeah.
And he was strict, and he was a Methodist and a Democrat.
And he was strict.
Yeah.
Did he whip his kids a lot?
Nah, we could not. We learned. But we always had to stay home and work, you know, just we
got home. They said your Uncle Jim whipped them with the switch till they bled. Yeah, that's what they said.
I can't remember. I can remember Uncle Jim just a little bit. See, I was small when he got killed. And I heard, our parents didn't sit down. We heard parents talking. That's the way he got killed. Somebody got into those politics and things. Somebody they run for sheriff back there, and I don't know how it was. And then Ed did too.
Yeah.
And Andy, he lived a long time. That was another one of them. But they tell me now, a long time ago, I heard he's dead, I guess it is.
Yeah.
He married, I forgot who he married now. And I guess she's dead too now.
Yeah, I imagine.
And Surrey was more my age than Charlie. Is he dead too?
He died in 1948. He had cancer, I think. But he was police chief in Middletown for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's just, Kate, she still lives there. She's 91. And Sarah lives out in Montana. Mm-hmm.
And she lives, Kate lives in Middletown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got her address if you want it.
I guess I'll let her get out there.
Yeah, I thought maybe you might want to write her, but I don't know what you'd say after all these years.
No, does she live herself?
Yeah.
Has she been married?
No, her husband died. He was a Jackson, and he died, I forget, 10, 20 years ago, I don't know. But she was in real good health.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did she have a nice home?
Yeah, she did own an apartment house for a while, and she rented it, and now she's living in an apartment.
Oh.
But it's a nice little apartment.
Yeah.
She likes it there, I guess. Oh, so they tried to get her to move away, but she wouldn't.
Well, that's my trouble here. I've got 23 acres and I should have left for my husband, but I just stayed at home, you know.
Yeah.
I know everybody said that old big house said, oh, I wouldn't win that, not at all. I said, well, you don't know what you're going to have to do. You never know what life holds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
a nice place, yeah.
It's too big, but my daughter lives right now on the ridge just about 10 minutes drive, and she teaches school, her husband works at the airplane. And her baby is 12 years old, and the little boy, he graduates next year.
Yeah.
Eric, he comes out and helps me work and do things. When it's all, but they have so much of school anymore, that takes up most of all their time.
Yeah.
So. And she's the one to fill that out with, too, Ruth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's your only daughter.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's her daughter there, Christine. She's 12.
Yeah.
And the boys are one home, and the other two's off. Todd got a real good job. He graduated out of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And he was in that, and he went down there. His granddad lives out there, granddad.
Yeah.
And he got into the scout somewhere, and he got a real good job.
Hmm.
And he's going to work till school starts college, and he's going to make a lawyer. He's trying to make himself some money.
Yeah.
To start in law.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know how they make it or not. But they furnish him a car and pay his expenses, but he has to pay his own house soon.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he'll probably be home about the last of August, but I guess school starts about September.
Yeah, that'd be a good job, being a lawyer.
Yeah, he's going to get in at Columbus. He's already passed the test. You have to pass it, he'll be. But I tried to get them. We have a Vortex school out here in Fortunes, you know, and you go out there and take training and what thing you want and come out and get a good job. College has got so you just can't hardly afford it.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it in everyone. I'm not even listening to them. But we have our neighbor boys around here went through that there, and they come out and want to make less electrician, and you make a mechanic, whatever you choose. Or if a girl go and you can be a nursing. And they went away, and my little Thomas boy, he went, I forget where he's at now. But he come back driving, and he went out there and took a course. He made an electrician, I think Jeff did. And he come back driving the Cadillac. He got a good job, you know.
Yeah.
And the little Jeff, he used to just come, he just worked, read the paper, you know. and that's what I want. Ruth and Jim has just worked their stuff to death, put those boys to college. The tuition is raised so much.
Yeah. It's
just so high, you just can't hardly do it.
Yeah.
But they didn't listen, so they was in school. He graduated down there, and then he learned about this, about something about the scouts. I don't know what it is. But again, he pays his own rent. They was to pay him $350 for rooms, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't have anything for that. And again, you live, you know, buy your groceries and stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Jeff's oldest one. I said, well, have to stay here with me. You won't make as much, but I said, you'll have every penny you make, and you'll have more money, and I wonder if he sees it now.
Yeah. Well, we've enjoyed talking to you. Yeah.
Well, we should have had a lot cooked up, but I didn't have.
Well, stay
on, cook you some supper.
No, we can't do that. Mm-hmm.
Have you had lunch?
No, but we're going to stop and eat at Portsmouth. We're going back that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to come home today.
Yeah, we just came over to pick up some stuff at Ironton. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll get to write me a book someday and tell all about the Porters.